نسلم لكم من الأقوى من الأبسوديو تا كوادران غلوميي ليون شويري باللوم هنبدأ ورا بستاجون لأول أبسوديو ولك الدين شدينا اللي بلا لأول مستيدنا سبيتشالي على دين الستاجون عنا معنا تلات ممبري من الأورغنزازيوني تا الإنجليز جوا الونيفرسيتا تا مالتا ديسا معروفة وكل بلا Department of English Students Association عليك معنا عنا للمارك لليينو للبول اللي سيكلمونا أكتر في الدتال فوق دين الأورغنزازيوني Insalmu l-kom un ringrazzjakom tal-li għajtu l-istadina. Disa, mini?
Well, Disa, it's basically what you could say a sort of middleman between the students and the department. We find that a lot of students feel a lot more comfortable discussing their problems with other students just like them. And also because we are students just like them, we know these problems, we sympathize with them, and we can do our best to locate the problem and take it to the department.
Like you said, we're a liaison between the department and the students. On the part of the students, since we share the same issues as them, we can present them in a way from the students' angle rather that the department might not consider. Yeah, might not consider from a student's point of view.
Untum bħala eżekuttiv, imħaltin u xekkantkom minn first years, sa third years, kif taħdmu flimkien bħala dinamika, kif tmorru, taħdmu tajja flimkien u il-varjetà?
Oh yes, definitely work very well together as a team. We've got representatives in the students from first all the way to third year.
Even postgrad?
Even postgrad, that help us to locate any problems or anything that the students might have in each and every year. Apart from that, obviously, we have first years and the executives who have that eagerness to help out, to really help all the students, just really want to work and really want to learn. And we also have, obviously, people in third year and the postgrad who have the experience, who can sort of guide the first years who want to help out in how to do it in a proper way, you know, how to not get over eager, so to speak.
Iġifieri.
And try to anticipate the problems before they happen.
Exactly.
Iġifieri, apparti membri tal-eżekuttiv, l-studenti nifisom tal-kors jinvolvu ruhom.
Well, yeah, we've had a few competitions and a few events, and we've definitely gotten submissions. I think Ian can tell us about the text competition that he had.
Yes, text is a subsidiary of DISA. It's a publication which is run by DISA, where students can submit works, and that is where we get most participation from the normal student body, as in that's where they involve themselves the most with something that DISA runs.
Inti ġifieri Ian, l-editor ta' text, u xejn?
Yes, I am.
X'għolok x'inhu eżatt? Ġimgħet ngħidu editor.
So I make sure that the publication students send in are of adequate quality. If there's anything that I think should be changed before it's published, I let them know and we discuss. Maybe they like my changes, maybe there's something they really want to keep. And then I actually have to do the publishing itself. I've also got a sub-editor, who is Gabrielle. She helps me a lot with that, especially since I was away in Erasmus. She did the majority of the work during the first semester. And we've also got our Facebook page. And most importantly, I think what a big part of the job is, not only just the editor, DISA itself, we try to organize things to get the students writing, to get them involved at the beginning of the year. I published myself an article about a set of writing tips to help some students who might be interested in starting writing but are not really too sure how to go about it or they're too nervous to start. And we also organized a competition for Halloween that was horror stories, and we got more submissions than we usually do, by far more.
And you published them all?
We published them all. We obviously had to select the winner, which was quite a difficult process because they were all actually really good. I was really happy with the quality. But yes, we chose a winner. They won a prize. I believe it was a book voucher. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so that was...
So kolkom response tajib?
Yes, yes, we had quite a good response. We're actually looking to do something more with text soon. We're having a meeting about it later this week, so stay tuned for more news.
Mark, forsi tista' tgħidilna ftit iktar fuq public relations, meta ngħidu promotion għax inti PRO u xek. Fejn tidħol promotion, kif tippruvaw tilħu iktar l-istudenti? Facebook, nimmaġina u xek?
Yes, Facebook is where we engage with most of our students. It's where everyone goes in lectures, is where they go at home when they're just in their downtime. It's where they can reach us as well through Messenger. We're also trying to improve our social media presence on Instagram as well. As well as in regards to getting events out there, we put up posters and flyers as well as setting up events on Facebook to make sure that at least the first years especially will know that there are events set up for them that will benefit them.
X'tip ta' events t'organizzaw? Meta tnejtu t'organizzaw diversi events u xek. X'tip ta' events huma kulturali u xek, u anke relatat mod speċjali mal-Ingliż.
Well, our events, they range quite a lot in variation. We've had, in the past, we've had some poetry readings. As we said with text before, we had a short story competition. So just these few events that allow the students to really put their English into practice, try out their writing skills. We've had a few informative events as well to help people learn. There was a conference in the beginning of the first semester where we offered bursaries for students to come and learn more about English. And of course we have the fun events as well. I think everyone needs a break and the time to relax every once in a while. And in fact this coming Friday we have the after exams bash at the Anvil pub in Parcheville. We've got drinking a little costume competition and everything. It's just a very fun event, a place where people can loosen up, you know. It's not always all this informative stuff. It's good to relax a little.
U di samaru fawk u għal, specialment l-after exams bex, kif għattajt inti, u l-freshers drinks u koll li l-antaħħaj li tlaqqa l-studenti ġodda u xek biex jħossu miktar at home u jidraw ftit is-sistema. Illa l-after exams bex, dis-sena x'tema għandha? Nitna flittu għat tema kull sena u xek.
Yes, your theme is pop culture.
Yes, we're actually quite proud of the name it was given. It's a fantastic drinks and where to find them. We all get a kick out of that.
Nice and relevant.
Despite all my great suggestions, we chose the last minute entry.
Ian was really inspired with his suggestions for him. However, Gabrielle had a much more enlightened moment of inspiration.
I leave them all into the event's Facebook description.
It's quite catchy, ġifiri. Anke faraċ il-film ta' Harry Potter, Fantastic Beasts, and Where to Find Them, ġek.
Yeah, the theme is just pop culture, so just you can anything that's really popular right now. Last year there was superheroes.
And this year we've expanded it.
Exactly. So we're looking forward to seeing some really, really creative costumes and ideas from people.
Inkoraġġu l-istudenti li kunu jistgħu jattendu biex jaċċettaw l-isfida ħanejdu hekk u jmorru b'kostum.
Yes. The best one wins a pitcher. So
ġifieri għandhom daqsxejn ta' inċentiv. Bħala eżekuttiv, x'hemm iktar roles li għaliex intom tliet membri biss, immaġina l-eżekuttiv huwa għandkom wieħed mill-ikbar eżekuttivi li hawn f'università u xejn, jiġifieri. Bħala roles x'varjetà għandkom?
We've got a representative for each year going all the way from first year to postgrad, so that's 4 in total. We've got myself as the editor of text and we've got a sub-editor. Then we've got Mark is the public relations officer, Paul is the international officer. And we've also got the president, the vice president,
and events officer.
And the events officer.
And then you've got Madwar
Dashil
Membro, exactly. Ġifieri huwa eżekuttiv pjuttost kbir, imma huma kollha rwoli u xekk importanti. The student representatives, nafu koll li jintom tagħmlu il-gruppi fuq Facebook għas-sena rispettiva u xekk għall-first years, second years u third years, u nimmaġina għall-postgrads u xekk. Lan tal-grupp sal-fejn minn xi parti biex jikkomunikaw l-istudenti bejniethom.
Well, the main aim of the groups is for you to get to know your course mates and to field any questions to not just DISA, but to the group in general. And it's more of an informal environment. Also, what we do on the groups is we put up a Google Calendar. So on there, we put up upcoming exams, upcoming assignment deadlines, also upcoming symposiums or conferences that are relevant to the course as well as DISA events that they would like to attend. So that's why when someone needs to be in the know of what's going on in their course, they simply go on the Facebook group, they can ask or look around, and It's just all there for them.
Eżatt, iġbriwa motta kif l-istudenti bejn jitom jibqaw aġġornati mal-kors li tagħtu anke diffikultajiet hija pjuttost inizjattiva tajba ħafna. Disa, Department of English Student Association. Issimha magħha relatata mad-dipartiment u xek. Jiġifieri intom taħdmu close mad-dipartiment? Kif in id-dinamika eżatt?
Quite so.
Technically we are an extension of the department.
I can't speak for everyone, but I can give an example. Through over the Christmas holidays, most of the exec had exams, well, were studying for exams. But since I was free, since I had just, since I had already done my exams in December, I was asked by the president to help the department with a poetry event it was organizing, even though that's strictly speaking not my area. Since I had the most time, I was available to do that. And I was liaising constantly with the member of the department. The event was a poetry reading event with a member of the, well, we had two poets. One of them was a member of the English department, Dr. Abigail Zamit, and we also had a foreign poet, Mr. Graham Birchall, and they came to the university and the Faculty of Arts Library, and they did a poetry reading, which was open to the public. And throughout that time, I was liaising with Dr. Zamit every day. We were emailing, making sure everything was set, that there weren't any problems, everything was prepared, venue was booked. So in that sense, for the example I can give from my own experience, working closely with the department for something tangible, in this case we had an event, which we specifically had an event, and this was something we needed to organize, and the department and the students needed to work together for it. It turned out quite well. We worked together well, and it was there wasn't a major division between them.
Forsi xa anka għal minn kun student.
Common goal, I guess.
Tgħid organization ta' department jiġifieri marbuta mid-department, issekkata jew kontrollata għan nuża l-kelma. Ma naħsibx li l-fatt li terġa' taħdem flimkien mad-department kif ittajjeb inti. Fl-istessin, qed titgħallem minn esperjenza ġdida, qed tingħata opportunità li tieħu ċertu inizjattiva, qed taħdem ma' nies li huma kwalifikati li jistgħu mill-esperjenza tagħhom jagħmluk ukoll. Jiġifieri naħseb li hija ħaġa tajba ħafna u r-relazzjoni tagħkom mad-dipartiment jiġifieri bħal organization hija tajba ħafna għax hekk. Jiġifieri taħdmu ħafna flimkien.
It's very mutually beneficial, not just in the sense that the department will help guide us in any problem areas that we might have in, for example, setting up an event where they could, for example, be helping us out with looking for venues. But we also lend a hand to the department and try bringing students to come in for their departmental events. And also through this relationship, we have a much closer relation in the sense that we are able to take action quicker on students' problems. For example, this past exec, this was the first year in English where DISA has managed to get assignment deadlines and assignment titles to be given by the eighth lecturer of the course. Before that, we received some concerns from students saying that they received their deadlines and their titles a bit too late for their liking. It came too close to exams, and we heard them. We brought it up with the department, and we worked out a solution that is beneficial for everyone.
Tajjeb ħafna, ġifieri disa taħdem għall-student mod realistiku, ġifieri mhux sempliċement idem biex toħloq l-events ħanejdu hekk. Ġifieri taħdem għall-loġistika ideali tal-ħajja tal-student.
I think something which is important to stress is that the work is both ways. We work for the students as well as for the department, but that's the thing. I don't think we don't work for the department. We work with them rather. We're not an extension that is guided from above. We're a
collaboration.
Exactly.
I see it as we have the department with obviously some very, very great lecturers, very good people in charge, who are trying to make the university experience a better experience. We have us as students who are also trying to help to make the university experience much better for everyone. And as students, we have more knowledge in the student area, while the department has more knowledge in the academic area. So rather than butting heads and creating problems, what we're essentially doing is we're combining these two areas of expertise to create this one great experience to help the students overall. And we know the things that obviously the lecturers know the best way to move forward academically. We know the best way to move forward in a way that can help the students. And we're coming together to come up with one good solution that benefits everyone.
U għapart il-departiment intom pal-organization, pal-kualunkwe organization uħra, nimmazna li kolkom collaborations u xek ma' organizzazzjonijiet uħrajn, għal-events. Xkelkom sissa dis-sana, jew għandkom pjanat forsi? Fejn jidħlu collaborations u events?
Well, we had the European Day of Languages, which was kind of a big mass collaboration of several organizations. It was in Sliema. Where we basically kind of had a bit of an event celebrating, so to speak, the different languages in the European Union. There were quite a few readings of Shakespeare in several different languages. I remember there was a reading of Shakespeare in Italian, Russian, Maltese and English, amongst others. And of course we went and took part in that and we gave in our own take. Of course, we had...
You've also collaborated with ASA on the movie nights as well?
Exactly, with ASA, Hoasa, and a few others on a movie night.
What party collaborations? Kolkom l-events tawkom ukoll l-famous book sale.
Yes, yes.
Il-fax ma nistawx nitkellmu fuq di zaman semmux il-book sale, ġifieri. Kif mortu din is-sena?
It was...
quite successful, actually.
Quite successful, and... if you don't mind me saying, much smoother than last year because we managed to get ahead of it by being organized and screening a few of the submissions we got for books. We won't find any junk or anything that wouldn't be worth reading in the book sale.
Yeah, we kind of reworked the system on how we accepted books and sold books and just created a much more organized database. So thankfully we ended up without any books lost and all that, and
thankfully
it worked out.
This year we actually had the office where we could leave our books as well.
Yeah,
But overall the event itself was just really successful. I was really impressed by the amount of people who came. Like, a lot of people were really interested in seeing the books, and not just the contemporary books, but we got a lot of looks at some of the critical essays that we were selling as well. Look at some of the textbooks, some of the different types of fiction. So I was quite impressed by that, and it was just really, really big success.
Yes,
in my opinion.
The submissions were far-reaching in scope, so in that sense, there was something for everyone, provided that someone didn't come and take it before you.
Yeah.
While we're on the subject of events which are run by DISA, I want to point out for any of our students at the beginning of this year. During the summer. For the students who are going on Erasmus, our international officer, who is with us here, Paul, organized a briefing it was not a briefing really, it was more of an informal meeting to tell people what they could expect.
Q&A.
Yes, and I think that was really useful because a lot of us who were going were quite nervous because we had no clue what to expect. So for anyone who's thinking of going but isn't too sure about what to expect, just know that there is... We do cater for things like this, if Paul wants to speak a bit more about it.
Infatti, nishtaqt li nilaboraw iktar fuq l-Erasmus. Infatti, għalhekk posta ħallejt lejla ħar li xnafu huwa topic vast li jana fuq xiex niddiskutu. U forsi jistgħid naftit iktar Paul fuqha bħala l-International Officer.
Yes, of course. So as Ian said, we had the informal Q&A session in the summer right before first semester started. Basically I just went and found some previous Erasmus students and bullied them into coming and giving just a quick informal meetup at Beer Garden where people who are going on to Erasmus now could come and ask any questions and any problems that they might have or any fears they might have so that we could help them as people who have actually been there and had the experience, just talk it over and help them walk through it. Of course, with international students, you have the Erasmus students going, but of course, you also have the international students coming as well. And obviously, coming into a whole new university, it comes with a lot of, it's a bit of a shock sometimes. I mean, I remember when I went on to Erasmus myself, having to get, learning how to get around the university, learning all of the rules of the university itself, it's quite a bit of a shock. So what we do is we work to essentially help all of, find all of the international students and help them get into their appropriate groups on the Facebook group, and also to just help them get settled into the university, help them through any problems that they may might have. A lot of them often ask about certain things like the attendance, for example, which works differently in Malta than maybe in other places. So we just help them out and learn exactly how it works. Also, I've worked a bit with the KSU and with tried forming this group of the buddy system. Basically, what I did was that with KSU's buddy system, myself as well as three other members from the DISA exec, who are also past Erasmus students, essentially we combined, so to speak, our own buddies and we created our own group and we held a meetup to help them get around, sort of as a big meeting, so to speak, to help them get around university. And as well, a lot of them had questions to get around Malta. Because I think the funny part is that since we're a DISA exec and work with university, we think a lot about all the academic things, but we forget that these international students are also experiencing a new country as well. And, you know, they want to actually experience the country, see what it has to offer. So we ended up actually answering quite a few questions about some of the sightseeing in Malta, places that you should go and that you should check out for sure. The good bars in Portugal, of course, everyone wants to know those.
That is essential.
Start nistaqsikom daqsxej rigward il-kors fil-qosor il-ħin qed jafa sabadil naftix nitkellmu. Il-kors tal-Ingliż ġewwa l-Università ta' Malta fiex jikkonsisti għaliex forsi hemm barra il-fehma hi li toqra biss u xebba literature. Mawiex literature biss il-kors tal-Ingliż u xejn.
Literature is a large part of it, but however we do have units that focus on linguistics.
Well, we have a unit on creative writing, which I personally consider to be one of my favorite units, because with all of these units about, you know, studying literature, it's nice to have a unit on writing literature. But also apart from that, I think we throw around the word literature like a very vague term, but there's also a really in-depth look at how it's written and the debates around it and what they mean. And
yes, literary theory as well.
A lot of what we do as well through literature is we study not just the literature itself, but the context and of the times in which it was written. So you're learning both history and politics of the past through literature.
Exactly. So really, rather than saying we study literature, I think it's more that we study the English language and its evolution using literature as a medium, because it's kind of like a record of writing at the times that they were written, of course.
Biex nikonkludu bil-mod, disa dis-sena ħatala 10 snin, u xek. Xand kompjanat, kif forsi differenza l-elettura l-10 snin huma differenzi il-10 snin huwa żmien twil. Xand kompjanat?
Well, none of us was here at the beginning, so we can't give a total opinion of how things have changed from the beginning, but we do intend to celebrate the 10th year anniversary. We're not entirely sure what we're doing with that yet.
Nothing's really fixed, so to speak.
But there are plans.
Plans.
But one of the changes we could say is, myself as the editor of text, I can say that text wasn't here from the beginning of these. It's not brand new, but it's a fairly recent addition.
Mm-hmm. And as far as organizations go, even though 10 years seems like a long time, it's still relatively young when compared to others. And from what I'm told, it's been a slow but steady increase in what DISA can do and what it's able to do for students. And how it's become more recognized by the university.
Well, there's they can always check out the DISA Facebook page. They can send a message there at any time, and we usually answer some as quickly as possible, often within the hour.
Have an email. I was going to mention that.
Yes, our email is disa.uom@gmail.com, and other than that, you can contact us through Facebook.
Not forget, of course, Text's own Facebook page. If they have any questions or if they want any submissions regarding Text specifically, maybe people want to have their works published or proofread.
We can always do that. You can contact us through Messenger, and then we will give you an email to send your submissions.
L-aħħar ftit sekondi biex nikkonkludu, mistoqsija sentenza kull wieħed. What does it mean to be an English student?
You go first.
For me, I think it learns how to really appreciate certain things a lot more. Before, I just used to go, like, so watch a film and that's it. Now, films have been ruined forever because I'm constantly analyzing them. But at the same time, I learned to appreciate them a lot more, and I learned to appreciate a lot of writing and all that a lot more.
Yes, following on what he said, for me, it would be more detailed criticism of media I consume, whether it be literature or even the news I read. I'm more critical of it in the way that it's written and the way it's delivered.
I think, building on what both of them said, you learn how to add more levels of depth to things you see and read every day. I think it's not that we're learning literature, but that we're learning through it.
I think you put it quite well.
Mela, dak kien kollox għallum. Jiena nirringrazzjakom ħafna tal-li naqattu magħna. Jiena nfakkar l-semmija tagħna li Kwadranglu jerġa' jkun magħkom nhar l-erbgħa fit-tminja ta' flaxija, b'repetizzjoni l-ħamis filgħodu flash round-offs dejjem fuq Campus FM 103.7.